Greetings and welcome to The End Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the listener-focused directory and weekly newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I'm your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Let this be your second warning that this podcast is likely going away. I might replace it with something else, but I also might not. So, if you love or have ideas, now's the time to share them. I doubt it'll be here next week, so email me at updates@theend.fyi. Let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 78th, highlighted four shows in either the recently completed series or recent season finale sections, and two of them wrapped in the last few days. The Love Talker, a dramatized folk horror tragedy series from W. Keith Timms and Alien Ghost Robot and Celebrity Tumor, is fully complete as of the 28th of February. It has a listening time of 8 hours across 10 episodes. I'm on the second episode myself. Torchwood Sabotage, a dramatized sci-fi action story from Big Finish, is a complete story that was just published by Big Finish on the 22nd of February. Listen to the story in just over an hour. And be sure to listen to the end of the audio file to hear trailers for those shows.
This week.
With every issue, I make two recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. My first recommendation is Lamplight Radio Play, a dramatized quiet horror anthology from Andrew Wardlaw, who won the 2017 SARA Award for Best New Producer. This show contains great stories performed by great talent, and it's exquisitely produced. If you like Twilight Zone type stuff, you'll enjoy this short and completed anthology. Here's the teaser.
Okay, this is an EVP. It's June 21st, 12:55 a.m. We're at the former site of the Oakdale Mansion. There's an attempt at using Jamie's EMF booster. We're going to try to summon the apparition of what locals call the Falling Girl. Guys ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Here we go. We're running. Battery's at 95%. You guys see that, right?
Call the fire department. Did you call the fire department? Hello, there are people still in there. Call the fire department.
Is she talking to us? Is that a cell phone?
Not a phone.
We need to get to a phone.
Hey, it's okay.
Jamie, turn it off.
The fire's over. It's all done.
Everyone inside, where is everybody?
Don't worry. It's over. You can calm down.
Dude, turn it off!
We're down to 40% already.
What about Jake? Jake Haddon. He's really tall and he's skinny. He's got black hair tied in a ponytail.
Look, I know it was scary, but everything's okay now.
No. Jake was with me in the attic. The only way he could have gotten out is if he had jumped and you would have seen him.
It's okay. It's all over now.
15%.
It's a yes or no question. Was anyone else stuck in that house?
Everybody's okay. Everybody made it out.
You're a fucking liar.
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah.
She touched you, right?
She touched you?
She did.
Holy crap!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Did we get... We got that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah, we got it. I don't know at what expense, but yeah, yeah, we got it. Oh, God, that poor girl.
How long till we try again?
Never. Never, ever, ever.
Come on.
Lamplight Radio Play is fully complete. Enjoy all 12 episodes in a little over 3 hours. My next recommendation is Forest 404, a dramatized environmental thriller from BBC Radio 4, an impressive audio storytelling adventure mixed with conversations with experts and soundscape episodes. And it helps that the material trips all of my post-apocalyptic triggers. Here's the trailer.
Forest 404, an environmental thriller for BBC Sound.
I'm so sorry. For what I did. Honest.
meet Pan.
Pan?
Short for Pan Free, yes, Mimical.
Yeah, pleased to make your acquaintance, Pan.
She lives a few centuries from now.
So go on. Guess what happened next?
The cataclysm.
More stupid.
Pan?
After a data crash that wiped out most records of life from before the 23rd century.
We call it the slow times.
Tell me about the slow times, dear.
Winters was still cold as you like. The USA still had people in it.
Anything after the world we live in.
Shunk.
That's the fast times.
So when she finds an old recording from the 21st century of a rainforest, she has no idea what it is.
Sumatra. Orangutans, whistling thrush, cicadas.
Because forests,
flies, buzz, the microphone,
no longer exist.
I was right.
I feared Pan might lead me somewhere.
It was happening.
Unethical.
No. I will remember.
I will remember.
You can't stop this noise.
Forest 404. Nine part thriller, nine part talk, nine part soundscape.
Forest 404.
Starring Pearl Mackie as Pan,
Tanya Moody as Daria,
and Pippa Hayward as Thea,
with theme music by Bonobo.
I could just shoot you again, I says.
Well, at least that would break the tension. Yeah. Yeah, she laughs at that. And then went quiet.
Subscribe now on BBC Sounds.
Subscribe now.
Pan.
Forest 404 has been complete since 2019. You can listen to all of the 9 story episodes in about 3 hours. Or, if you choose to listen to the conversation and soundscape episodes as well, they're nice too. Plan on a 6-hour journey.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 6 entries in the new season's coming soon section, and 3 of them start up again in the next few days. Season 2 of The Kara Files, a narrated sci-fi adventure and love story from Tony Warner, starts on the 1st of March. Catch up with the 10 current episodes in just over 2.5 hours. Season 3 of Samite, a narrated horror series from J.W.G. Wise, starts on the 4th of March. Catch up with the current 8 episodes in about 3 hours. Season 2 of Oniric, a dramatized sci-fi journal from Vincent Lauzon and Pod Cavern, also starts on the 4th of March. Catch up with the current 10 episodes in about 3 hours. And as a reminder, trailers or snippets for those 3 shows and the 2 I mentioned at the top of the episode are coming your way right after I say... And that's all for this episode of The End. Last week, this week, and next week, for these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were part of the 78th issue of The End, including all sorts of new and exciting ways to listen and something very new called Collections, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. And here are your trailers or snippets. The Love Talker.
I think being out here in the wilderness changes you. God, I hope so. There is evil in the world. I know that very well, but do you think it must be everywhere?
Hello? I'm looking for the hostel.
You should not be here. Hair of red, mark of blood, child of prey. Until you get you gone.
I met someone, little bird. Strong arms, full lips, a voice so soothing and sweet.
What happens to them? To the women?
I love the way he talks to me.
Most go missing. Some go mad, but, you know, by the time he's finished talking to them, they want to go with him.
You mean like a serial killer?
You are cursed more than you know.
Tear you up and face you back to the mountain!
No one stops the murders from happening, and they want to kill me because I know.
I will not let anything hurt you.
And so you die upon this mountain tonight.
Mother's keepers for the Del Cup.
We don't say his name.
Mother Mary O'Ledison.
They call him the gentleman.
Mother Bridget bring fire to our skins.
Jarfly Man, the Gantana.
Mother Easter raise us from the soil again.
The Love Talker.
Mother's keepers where the Del Cup.
Maybe coming out here will show me who I really am.
The Love Talker is a folk horror fiction podcast launching October 25th. For more information, visit thelovetalker.com.
The Love Talker, a dramatized folk horror tragedy series from W. Keith Timms and Alien Ghost Robot and Celebrity Tumor, has reached the end of the series. Torchwood. Sabotage.
I'm too old for this, Miss McShane. Please, Sabria. Am I blowing things up? Call me Ace.
From Big Finish Productions, Torchwood. Sabotage.
Whole villages displaced by the Vulture mining operation. Rivers polluted. People falling sick. This is absolutely where I'm needed. But what are Torchwood doing here?
There have been several acts of sabotage, petty vandalism.
Good.
I'm disappointed in you. The mining operation is absolutely safe, but very delicate. These idiots could cause an environmental catastrophe.
We've been here since the world's first song, and then you came along, told us you owned us, took away our temples. We sent you away. You came back, but now you are big companies that will make us rich. Only no one gets rich and we no longer have homes. You all come and stand by as our ancient land is ruined.
Are we the bad guys? You, me, Miss McShane. I'm afraid Sabria was right. At some point, everyone finds themselves working on the wrong side. You just have to do the best job possible.
These markings.
About 30,000 years old.
I think the carvings were left by aliens.
What?
Big Finish. For the love of stories.
Let's not fight.
Oh, but we're at our most fun when we do.
Torchwood Sabotage, a dramatized sci-fi action story from Big Finish, has reached the end of the series. The Kara Files.
Chapter 1. When she was 25, Kara fell in love. She didn't fall in love in the ordinary sense. She didn't meet someone at a party, go out on a date, or use a dating app on her phone. She didn't do any of the things that people normally do in order to meet someone, either on purpose or accidentally. No, none of those things applied to her. Instead, she fell in love with a voice in her head. It all started 2 years ago. It was Christmas Day. In the late afternoon, she had braved the cold and ventured into the garden. Her excuse had been to have a cigarette. The truth was that she wanted to get away from her boring family. In typical family tradition, family members visited her parents' large house where they all pretended to have a great time, and the older members fell asleep in their chairs after a huge turkey dinner. It was always the same. They all ate too much, drank too much, and spent too much. The kids were running round screaming, and everyone was cooing over the babies. Kara was the only single person there. She was fed up of the comments. Are you seeing someone? When are you going to settle down? And even, why can't you find a nice man to marry? Kara couldn't stand it any longer. She threw on a coat and slipped outside. She made her way to the bottom of the garden and deliberately sat on a bench that was out of view from the house. She didn't want company. Shivering, she pulled out her cigarette packet and lighter. It isn't easy to meet someone, she thought to herself, especially if you are gay. Lighting up, she breathed the smoke deeply into her lungs and blew it out explosively. No one in her family knew she was gay, of course.
The Kara Files, a narrated sci-fi adventure and love story from Tony Warner, soon starts its second season. Samite.
Sometimes a tale is more complex than it appears at first. Sometimes it's connected to things you'd never expect. And sometimes it leaves you with more questions than you started with. I have a story like that. Samite is a four-part horror series that explores a BBS from before the dawn of the internet. Learn more at samitepodcast.com.
Samite, a narrated horror series from JWG Wise, soon starts its third season. Oniric.
Daddy?
Oniric. Okay. Elephant in the room? Yes, my voice is a little different. Yes, it's because I got me a cyborg throat. The last time I spoke to you, Deirdre, I foolishly celebrated the fact that I hadn't lost a body part in a while. Well, I was testing the Lord my God, wasn't it? Oh, Vance, Danica said, not unkindly. You really are a massive idiot, but I do love you. Oniric, Season 2.
Oniric, a dramatized sci-fi journal from Vincent Lausen and Pod Cavern, soon starts its second season. That's it for the additional trailers or snippets. Once again, I'm Evo Terra for the end. Cheers! Once again, maybe for the last time.